Good morning, I'm Mark Carlin and my wife Carol and I are conducting an interview today on behalf of the Alberta Labour Heritage Centre. Our recording engineer this morning is Dave Beaton. The Alberta Labour Heritage Centre was founded in December of 2021 by a group of people who love Alberta and want to help preserve her history and heritage. We are doing this by recording oral histories and operating our community radio station, WUWU 100.1 LPFM in Frankfort, Alberta. Tell me about today's guest, Carol.
Today, September 20th, 2024, we are lucky to have with us our very special guests, the Thomas sisters, Lorraine Thomas Hybor and Vivian Thomas Dufresne, who both were born, Lorraine in 1932 and Vivian in 1937, and raised in Alberta during its most active years. The Ann Arbor Car Ferry and Railroad were running with full schedules across Lake Michigan. Alberta had an active downtown full of businesses, as well as its own grade school and high school. The population peaked at 850 residents in 1950. Alberta was a busy place. Just a little note, the current 2020 census is 329 residents. So good morning, Lorraine and Vivian. Welcome to WUWU. We are very excited to hear about your experiences growing up in Alberta, Michigan. So let's start with some background. The Thomas family has a big history in Alberta. How did your family first get here?
Our grandfather, William Thomas, was born in England. When his mother died, his father brought him and his brother Sam to Canada. But finding no work in Canada that suited them, they moved to Michigan to work in the lumber industry. Sam went back to England, but our grandfather stayed in Alberta and became a very active citizen in this area.
I don't remember too much about the lumber industry. All I remember is that that lot where apparently it was a big open lot, and that's what I remember from that. I don't remember anything about the lumber. But I know that they used that big lot, which was owned by Grandpa, to play sports over there. I remember the fire department flooded it with water so we could ice skate in the winter. I remember that we used to play baseball over in one of the corners there. Other than that, I don't remember too much. Maybe Mr. Morgan, our coach, used to have a practice out there for baseball, football, whatever. I don't know where he went, but that's about what I remember about that lot where the lumber mill was.
So your grandfather actually got involved as a grocer here in Alberta. He first had a store in the old Edwards Hardware Store kind of building, and eventually they moved to 703 Frankfort Avenue, where they had the store there for a number of years. And then I believe at some point your grandfather decided he wanted to get into other endeavors, including political office and eventually becoming a judge. And your father had to step in and take over the running of the store at a very young age. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I know that Dad quit school when he was young. Well, I guess it was about 16, because he was needed in the store. I guess that time of the year, it wasn't important that you graduate from high school. But that's what all I remember, although my mother was a school teacher. But my dad became very good in the store. His math was so good, he used to have to help me.
What did they sell in the store?
Well, at one point, everything. I mean, you could ask. It was mostly supposed to be a grocery store. But then Dad started selling appliances.
Furniture.
Furniture, yeah.
Wallpaper.
Oh. I don't remember
shoes.
That. Shoes, I remember that. Okay. I remember clothing. Yeah, because I got sweatshirts from there.
Okay. So, can you tell us a little bit, what was it like to be a kid in Alberta?
Probably the same as it was to be a kid anywhere. We played outdoors any time of the year in all kinds of weather. And, of course, children don't do that anymore, but I think that was real loads of fun. And we had skiing, ice skating, sledding, swimming, just everything available, and of course we didn't appreciate it then.
But we do now.
So we understand from the history of Alberta that the combined Alberta grade school and high school was built in 1870, so by the time you went there, it was probably getting to be a pretty old building itself. And how did you find that? It was three stories high. It was a brick first floor and then two wood on the second and the third floor. You have to climb up those stairs. And how do they divide between the grade school and the high school?
Well, the kindergarten was over in the building next to the school. And then I think we had first and second, at least maybe third grade on the first floor. And then when you got to be into fourth grade, you got to walk up the steps to the second floor. And then fourth and fifth, I think, were up there. But they were all combinations. Because I remember Merle Ness taught seventh and eighth. So fifth and sixth must have been in the other room next to it.
It was.
And then when we got to be in ninth grade, we got to go all the way to the top. And when there were fire drills, we had to walk down that old fire escape. But you know, I went through kindergarten through 12th and nothing ever happened. We never collapsed or anything.
And they had a gymnasium at the school, did they?
One was built, the Veterans Hall, they called it, and it was built on the lot next to the school. So the school itself didn't have a gym. This must have been when I was in high school when that building was built. And we had school dances there. It was used for many purposes. Mm-hmm.
Now, you heard a couple different sports names. There was the Betsy Bay Bandits.
Yes.
There was the Alberta Bombers. I think they called the basketball team for a while. Are you familiar with any of that?
The only one I'm familiar with is the Bandits.
Okay.
They were all called that, I think.
Yes. To my knowledge, it was all that.
And where did they play their football games? I know they had a football team for a period of time.
In the field where our house is now. That was just an empty field.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, I don't remember that. I do remember that we didn't have a football team when I was a freshman and sophomore. But when I was a junior and senior, we got a teacher there that he was a history teacher, but he was also a coach. And he started football.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And what streets were the school on? Was it on?
The name of the street, I have no idea.
We never paid attention to street names. You know, so-and-so lives back there. Or
question, they have a little lot. It's called the Tot Lot. Is that where the school was? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a
little street. Yes.
Off of,
yeah. Oh, no. Just a minute.
It's not that far. It's
No.
Why, how?
How can we just?
The house that was recently remodeled, that blue house.
That used to be Blacklock's.
That was right next door.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's called the Alberta. It's house. Or
what
something
is there?
Like
a basketball court there now?
Yes.
Oh,
basketball.
Okay. Question. I was looking in Blacklock and made reference to that there was entertainment in the high school, a group called the Gay 90s.
Oh.
Can you tell me about that?
That was the whole town that was involved in that, not just the school. Oh, yes, we all participated. That was fun.
1947, 48?
That would be correct.
Okay. Yes. So what did you perform?
Just in a chorus. Okay. I was, yeah.
Yeah, according to this, it was quite a hit. It was
definitely
a highly successful effort with shows in Alberta, Benzonia, and Frankfurt.
Correct.
Financial success was also achieved. The following year, the group put on a variety show called Hit the Road. It was very successful. Over 60 local people were involved, which was 10% of the population. That's cool.
I don't remember.
And it was
that.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Okay, what else do we have going on here? And we also know that you were a cheerleader, Vivian.
Oh, I was.
And
yes.
Where were you when they were taking the picture? Because you're missing. Look at this.
When I went to school, they had a makeup date if you couldn't make the picture, but we saw this cheerleading picture and saw your name, and we got excited, and then all of a sudden we couldn't find you. And they
that
said
picture's grade school.
Oh, okay. So were you a cheerleader in grade school and high school?
I think.
Well,
I was a cheerleader in high school for 2 years during my junior and senior year. I think I was in 8th grade also.
Okay. But. Okay. I've got a question about the parade floats. It says, beginning in 1948, the Alberta Village Council sponsored floats to take part in the National Cherry Festival Parade. Did either of you, were you on a float?
Yes, I was.
Which one?
Which parade?
No, which float? Were you on the basket of Alberta peaches?
Yes, that's...
Do you know which one?
On the cherry.
You're the cherry.
On top of the cherry, but that's not...
I know, it's hard to see.
No, neither...
None of those?
No, neither of those.
But you were on the float? Cool.
I was on a float, yes. I sat on top of a big cherry.
I see in 1951 they also had a ski jump float. That was kind of a big part of the area back in the day, ski jumping.
And of course I was not in this area then. So.
I don't remember.
What year did you move out of Alberta?
Well, I left after I graduated in 1949.
Okay.
And I went to a Ferris, whatever it was at that time, I think it was Ferris Institute. That fall after I graduated.
You did, okay. And then, what year did you graduate college?
59.
Okay. And then moved from there to?
Grand Rapids.
Ah, okay.
Another part of the history of Alberta is the bump jumper. I guess they describe it as a rustic single runner sled where you sit on the seat and you lift your feet up in the air and you slide down a hill. Did either of you have such a thing?
Oh, yes, I did.
You know, I would tell friends about this thing I rode, the jumper. Nobody had ever heard of a jumper. Well, then I found out it was invented by somebody here in Alberta or Frankfurt.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
That's why nobody had heard of it.
So how was the transportation between Frankfurt and Alberta? Could you pretty freely get over there? Did they have a road by the time you were in school?
Oh, certainly. We walked, but much of the time we walked to Frankfurt.
Okay. No bus system or anything? Though,
oh, no,
back
no.
And forth, you just walked.
Sometimes we would be picked up by somebody to give us a ride. I remember one time, you know, of course, the name Ludke. And Mr. Ludke came by in his Cadillac.
Duke Ludke.
And gave us a ride, my friend and I, who were walking to Frankfurt at the time. And we were just thrilled to have a ride in that Cadillac.
Wow.
My mother took me.
go.
What sounded like from all the stores you had in Alberta, you could do most of your shopping right here and be fine. It sounded like they had a number of gas stations and restaurants and grocery stores and you name it.
That is correct, yes.
So why would you go to Frankfurt?
Well, we bought a shoe. Oh, we went to the theater in Frankfurt on Saturday afternoon. The matinee on Saturday. Gene Autry, Roy Rogers.
At the Garden Theater.
Yeah. But we'd have to buy shoes in Frankfurt and other clothes that we couldn't get in Alberta.
Okay. Was there another theater next to the Garden Theater?
No, I don't recall one. No.
Okay.
I heard the local business group would show silent films on the side of a building here at some point in Alberta. Did you ever go to any of those?
Yes, but they weren't silent films. They were talkies.
Every week.
Tuesday nights.
And we parked the car at a certain spot, so if you didn't want to sit outside, you could sit in the car.
So do you recall some of the names of the films you saw?
Oh, no.
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 How about
Gone
with
the Wind?
That's
where we met our boyfriends.
Oh, did you? Cool. Okay, so now we have a question. Did you know someone by the name of Aunt Maggie?
Yes, definitely. She ran the library, the so-called library. She was very deaf. Didn't hear much of anything. So we would just go in, help ourselves to books and return them when we were through. No problem. We didn't really have to check them out. But she was a great aunt to my best friend at that time.
And what was your friend's name?
Patricia Vigland.
Oh, I saw her picture in all the school shots. She was like a homecoming queen, Patricia?
Not that I recall.
Yeah, she was something.
I see that this year is the 100th anniversary of the Alberta Methodist Church. Did you belong to that church?
Yes, we both did.
Yes. Okay. We went there from the time we could walk, I think.
Okay. Did you ever work in Alberta, summer or other times?
Yes.
What kind of jobs did you have?
I worked in the cherry packing company. Right down there near where the Cabbage Shed restaurant is. And there's a marina there now.
My first job was picking cherries at our father's orchard, and that's the worst job I have ever had in my life.
Can you tell us about it?
Hot sun, dirty, sticky, get up on a ladder, try and fill a lug of cherries. Took me all day to fill a couple lugs, but I was 10 years old at
I
the time.
I have people that don't even know what a lug is.
And, of course, I worked in the grocery store then. I enjoyed that. I really liked working in the store.
So did you work the cash register or did you stock? What did you do?
Everything. Okay. Did everything that needed to be done, including the bookkeeping, by the way. So
when did the grocery store close?
I can't recall what year. Our brother Leon Thomas took over and ran it for a while. Our father was still living at that time, but I do not recall the year that that it closed for good.
So two of you moved to other states, did you?
She stayed in. Tell them where you ended up.
Well, I now live near Grand Rapids, just out of Grand Rapids.
Okay, but Vivian...
I started teaching in Grand Rapids. I taught there for 4 years and got tired of driving in the ice and snow. And I had a roommate that went to California, and I went after she did. I followed her.
Okay.
In the grocery store, that was located right on Frankfurt Avenue. Was it 703 Frankfurt Avenue, I think, right across from the library?
It's Frankfurt Avenue, but I certainly don't know the
number.
Right
across from the library.
The present antique place.
Thank you. Okay, what'd you do? Well, let's go to now. What's a business that you loved in Alberta growing up?
My dad's store.
And I second that.
Okay, so did people hang out there all the time, or what did you like about it?
Oh, it's just that you could go in there any time at Christmas time. He had a bulk candy, and you go in, and we just help ourselves to the candy.
Oh, really?
You don't remember. She couldn't remember. I did. I remember that.
Were you the youngest?
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah. Not the youngest in the family, no.
Oh. Who's?
I'm the oldest.
Okay.
And then Vivian.
And then
our
Leon.
Brother Leon.
Oh, you were the two. Okay.
And then our youngest brother Tom, who is no longer living.
Okay.
He stayed in Alberta for quite a while after he returned from Vietnam.
Yes, Tom did, yes.
And he ended up working for Ped Milk, I think, for 20 years.
Oh, it wasn't 20 years, but he did work there for a while.
Okay. Yeah, there's someone mentioned to us that he always knew historical weather data. Was he, and like he knew the years the lake was frozen over? Do you have any fun memories of him?
Well, what do we say about Tom? Probably we have diagnosed him as being somewhat autistic, very likely.
Okay.
But yes, he did have some areas where his memory was just exceptional.
Okay.
And
which came to weather and...
Right. He was quite intelligent, mm-hmm. But wouldn't you say probably somewhat autistic?
Yes.
He was
yes.
able to care for himself, do his grocery shopping, but...
He went to Vietnam. He was in Vietnam for a couple years in the service. But that was the time they were drafted. So he was drafted into the service. Mm. And he did go to Vietnam, but he wasn't in any war zone, per se.
Okay.
What do you think about what's going on in Alberta now with the Land Conservancy looking to...
I certainly hope they succeed. Oh, I would be very happy if that happened. But at this point, I guess they have quite a ways to go to obtain enough money.
And mm-hmm. even if we tried to donate to help, it wouldn't help at all for what we could donate.
I think the whole community's got to get together and get behind it if we want to be successful and endeavor.
Yeah.
Yep. And I like to see people coming in and fixing up some of these houses. Some of the houses that didn't look so good, now they're painting them and fixing them up.
So is there anything else you'd like to see happen in the village in the future?
Absolutely. I would like to see some of these places that are in such disrepair, either torn down or sold and cleaned up, something done with them.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
Okay. I agree.
And you come back every summer and to spend time here in Alberta?
I do, yes. And the last couple years, Lorraine has come to join me. And she says there's more to do in Alberta-Frankfort area than there is down where she lives in Grand Rapids.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
Not exactly.
Well, we're awfully glad you're here.
So is there anything else you'd like to tell us about... your experiences in Alberta, or your hopes for its future? Or?
Well, when we were little, I just remember we never had to lock doors or worry about anything like that, and that has changed so much, which is sad.
Mm. Yeah.
Winter Lake Fairies. So I guess it was a year-round lake ferry back in the day. Do they have ice cutters and things to help the ferries get across Lake Michigan in the winter?
I don't remember how they did it. I really don't.
I don't know how.
I guess at the time I was not too concerned about it.
And I never went across on those boats. I always wanted to go across.
Did you ever get to?
Yes, I did several times, yes.
Whoa.
One time, we forgot about the difference in time and were stranded in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, my friends and I. So we had to wait until the next day to return.
So did you go by car? Or did you just ride over and spend the day there and then...
Oh, I just rode on the car ferry,
okay.
Yes.
Wow.
We heard a story about the car ferries when they were all coal-burning kind of ships. And they, because of the prevailing winds, I guess a lot of that coal dust got blown into Frankfurt. So when they'd hear the horns of the ships coming in, all the women in Frankfurt had to rush to get their clothes off the lines in their backyard or they'd be covered with soot. But I guess in Alberta you were safe because of the way the winds blew.
Oh, no. Our mother did that, too.
Oh, she did that too.
Oh yes.
I don't remember that.
No, I do.
Know that the people down on Furnace Avenue, they got the brunt of it, and they got a lot of that smoke.